Thanks, Stacey. Hi, everybody. My name is Danette. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic, and I'm really happy to be here today. I'm really nervous, which is quite shocking in some ways, but it's hard to condense 42 years in program into 20 minutes. And to go through the whole yada yada, it would be like you guys would be asleep and I could do it. I'd put you right asleep. I came into program when I was 23, 22 years old, I think it was, and I got abstinent or started really in recovery when I was 23, and I'm 65 now. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I've been in recovery longer than I was in my illness. But that's not to say that I don't have the illness any longer or parts of it. When I came into program, I was the way my illness was is once I started eating, I couldn't stop. And once I had too much food in me, I had to get rid of it. And getting rid of it became as much of the compulsion as eating it, because once I was able to rid it, my body of it, I felt clean. I felt empty. I felt numb. I felt all of those things that I wanted to feel because I did not like who I was, how I was, and I wanted that to be different. And the only way I knew how to do it was just to be numb. And so I did whatever I could to do that. I was lucky to come into this program. I was lucky. I have to say, I was one of the things I don't often say is that I'm very grateful I was bulimic. I grew up in a family where pretty much everybody overate. And if I hadn't gone into bulimia, I would have thought I was just like everybody else, that all I just needed to do was diet. But because I spent with my head in the toilet so much, I knew there was something wrong with me. I knew that that just wasn't right. That is not normal. And so I was lucky that I was searching for something. And I had a roommate who had a friend who went to OA, and that's how I got here. Geez, in the beginning, I went to meetings all the time. I went to three meetings on Saturday. I drove all over God's little creation, going to meetings and hearing what you guys had to say. And I lucked into a sponsor that was perfect for me. She was the right mix for me. And I want to just read something from For Today that really captures my experience in this program and what I hope to have. And it's page 150, it's May 29th. Nothing is so strong as gentleness, and nothing is so gentle as real strength. Ralph Sockman. Real strength does not use force or bullying threats. Being strong is giving myself gentle support that allows me to grow beyond my present capability. Strength is seeing the truth about myself in an accepting, loving light. It is doing what is necessary with kindness and respect for myself and the people around me. The truly strong have no need to be hard or unjust toward themselves or others. The truly gentle have great strength for themselves and for those who reach out to them. For today, I see my growing strength in the gentleness and consideration which I treat people, including those who are closest to me. And I think what's so fascinating for me in this program is the paradox of gentleness and strength. And where I really want to go with this idea of perfection, I came into this program wanting to be perfect. My whole thing was about being perfect. And not allowing the, I wanted perfection because I didn't want anybody to touch me. I didn't want to be hurt. I wanted to be so perfect you couldn't get near me. I just wanted to be protected because I couldn't handle pain. I just couldn't handle it. That's what the food was about. That's what all my hiding was about. That was what was becoming numb was about, is I couldn't handle pain because I was alone. I couldn't share that with anybody. Everything was inside, and I just Well, you guys know it sucks and it hurts. And I just wanted to get perfect so nobody could touch me. And in my search for perfection, it's you get harder and harder. And no one can get near you. No one. And it wasn't until I came into these rooms and really started working and really did the steps and was able to put the food down and not go to the toilet for release, that I begin to open up. Perfection is such a hardening thing. It's so hard. It's getting it as a, in the engineering world, that was my profession, was down to the gnat's ass is what we used to call it. You just get it just right. And there's just no room for breath. There's no room for softness. There's no room for openness. And that's my journey in this program is what it's giving me is this strength a little bit and opportunity to soften enough that I can see the beauty in me and I can see the beauty in you. Or even the idea that, there's beauty in me and that there's beauty in you. And that, I tell you what, is beyond my wildest dreams. Absolutely beyond my wildest dreams. And I don't really the things that stick out to me in the program and all of it is that one line of until we let go absolutely. I'm not someone who really goes for the that real hard talk, the absolutely like nothing happens unless you do this. I'm more of a progress kind of person. Let go a little bit of progress. Let it go a little bit more progress. But this idea of old ideas, and this is something that my sponsor gave to me over and over again. What old ideas are you holding on to, Dennett? And the old idea I hold on to is the one I always have in my pocket is you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. And that's easing. It's I don't hang on to that as much. Man, I feel like this is a sermon. I'm really sorry. It's really not about the steps in this, what I'm saying, but the steps, the fellowship, meetings, anonymity, the idea of respect. Anonymity for me is all about respect. I don't tell you anybody about you. I respect your anonymity, who you are, what you are, how you are, and I don't share that with anyone else. That's not my privilege. My privilege is to tell you about me and my journey in this program. And yeah, I know it's short, but that's all I got. You guys got more of the time to s speak. Before I do, in terms of anonymity, one of the things that I know is if I use the word you, I'm speaking back to you directly. So when we go into sharing, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't speak back to me directly and to speak to the whole group. I hope I said something that was worthwhile, but if not, it's up to you guys. Thanks.